Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning to worship our Lord and Savior. There are a number of announcements in regards to today's service and upcoming opportunities together. We are remembering that we, in the first Sunday of the month, are having our noisy collection, and this morning we will have two of our children help collect it during the first hymn. So I've asked Harper and Peyton to help, and they certainly are eager to bring the noisy collection cans up and down the aisle during that first hymn. Next Sunday, then, in coordination, is going to be our Camp Luther Sunday, where a representative from Camp Luther will be here to help worship with us and to share with us and with our children during Sunday school all about Camp Luther and help us in our lives. A little further ahead, we are looking to Christmas. It's already that time. I think we've had a prelude of snow, right? A little bit showed up already. And so we have our Christmas programs coming up, our bazaars. So we are looking for those that are able to help with poinsettia and wreath purchases for our sanctuary use. And also, if there's anybody who would be able to help with some easy angel costume construction, please talk to my wife, and she will certainly be interested in helping put you to work on costumes for the children's program. At this time, we look to sing our opening hymn, hymn 670, and we will also collect our noisy collection at that time. And so, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us consider our unworthiness and confess before one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, and therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to speak with me responsively the introit. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me.
For you are my rock and my fortress. Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have
washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Invite the congregation to be seated.
First reading today is from Revelations chapter 7, verse 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on a throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Would you please join me in reading the gradual? "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion." And the epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Invite the congregation to please stand as you're able as we sing the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowd, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for that they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to speak with me the Nicene Creed as we confess our shared Christian faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for a children's message at this time. Boys and girls, good morning indeed. It is today in our church and many churches we are celebrating All Saints Day, a day when we remember those who have been in the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and who have been made clean, and who, as we heard in the reading from Revelations, who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. What color does it say the robes are that they see on those who are in heaven before God's throne? Do you know what color it was? It's white, right? And so what color do you see here in our church being used on some of our pulpit and the altar pyramids, but maybe some of the our big banner up here. What color is that one? It's white. In our church, what do you think white helps remind us of? Why do we use the color white? Do any of you like to go outside and play? Yeah. Do you have a lot of white clothes that you wear outside?
No.
Why do you not wear white clothes outside? Because they get dirty, right? But what happens when we put white clothes into and wash them? What happens?
They see white.
Do they get clean? Yeah, and so we can tell if something has been cleaned, especially when it's white, right? And so we in the church use white to remind us that you and I have been made clean from all of our sins. We've been made clean by Jesus' blood. Do you remember, have any of you been to a baptism? Have any of you seen a baptism happen at the churches? What color clothes do the individual, especially if it's a child, what color do they typically wear for baptism?
White.
They wear white to help remind them of being cleansed from all their sins. And do you see we have on our altar today, we have the Lord's Supper that we're going to be celebrating, right? And there's a cloth over that. What color is that?
White.
It's white, isn't it? And that helps remind us that we have in our receiving of Jesus' body and blood, we receive forgiveness of our sins, and we are made clean once again. So when you are in church and you see that we are seeing that the color is white for the season, we can be reminded that we have been washed and we have been made clean, and we are clothed in clothes of white robes before our Heavenly Father, just like those that we hear about in the book of Revelation. I invite you at this time to fold your hands as we say an echo prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus.
Thank you for sending your Son Jesus,
who cleanses us from our sins.
Who cleanses us from our sins
and provides us with our white garments.
And provides us with our white garments.
Help us to remember that we are clean.
Help us to remember that we are clean.
And look forward to eternal life with you.
And look forward to eternal life with you.
Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
In his name we pray.
In his name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much for coming forward, boys and girls. And I do have some treats for you. And our hymn that we're going to sing is 676. It's Behold a Host Arrayed in White.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon the text from Revelation chapter 7. There are a number of movies that depict people that come to save or rescue you. And this Halloween season that we just got through has a number of fair movies that depicts this, and especially one that I'm recalling from my childhood, and there's a song that can be sung with it, and there's a phrase, and you know, some of you might know the answer. Who you gonna call? Ooh, I heard it. You're gonna call the Ghostbusters, right? They are the ones that you can call, and they are the ones that you can depend on when you have troubles of the extraordinary kind. At least that's the way it's depicted in the movie. Yes, the movie theme, the movie genre, you might say, where there's a savior, somebody has to come and save you. It's quite common, whether it's the Ghostbusters, or maybe it's Superman, or maybe it is the Paw Patrol. You know, they have these types of movies where there's trouble, and you need to be rescued, and you need to be saved, right? How many of you have seen a movie where that's kind of the underlying theme? Oh, yeah, I'm seeing most hands here. That is a very common movie theme. That you and I, we need to be rescued. Is it true that you and I need to be rescued? Outside of the movie plot, do you and I need to be rescued? And the answer is, as we have already said and spoken about this morning, yes, we need to be rescued. We need to be rescued from those things that we cannot rescue ourselves from. And so what is it that you and I cannot rescue ourselves from? Who do we need to be a rescuer in our lives, and what from? We spoke a confession this morning. We confessed that we are sinful. It's part of what you and I have lived with since the time when we were conceived in our mother's womb, when we were born. We have been sinful. And to be sinful is indeed a condition that requires you and I to be rescued from, because all who are tainted with sin, well, sin brings about death, both physically and eternally. And there's nothing that you or I on our own can do to save ourselves from this condition. And we cannot save anyone else. So yes, it is true. All humans, all men, all women, all children, we all need to be saved. So who are we going to call to save us from sin? Not the Ghostbusters. No, not this time. We are going to call upon the one name that is above all other names in heaven and upon earth, the name of Jesus Christ, the name of God's very own Son, whom he sent to be our Savior. Yes, he sent his Son so that he would bear your sins, he would bear my sins, he would bear the sins of the entire world. And bearing those sins, he went to the cross where he was crucified, where he shed his blood, where he made the sacrifice required to pay for sin by giving himself into death. Because, yes, the wages of sin is death, the requirement that sin demands is death. And so Jesus did that. He went to the cross. He died in your place. He is your Savior. And where does this source of salvation come? How do we get Jesus? It's not because we picked up a telephone and we called him. No. It's because God saw the needs that you and I have, our own inabilities, and he sent Jesus to be our Savior. Today, tomorrow, and forever, we look to Jesus for our salvation. We celebrate today that through Jesus, we have no sins counted against us before our Heavenly Father. God sees us as holy and righteous, clad perfectly in garments of white. And this depiction we see in the book of Revelation from St. John as he writes what God revealed to him. How he sees the throne of God. How gathered before that throne are people from every tribe, every nation, every language. The entire world is present before the throne and before the Lamb who was slain. And they're crying out with a loud voice, with the same voice that you and I are able to cry out with. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Yes, when people are looking for a Savior, when people are looking for a way out of this sin-filled world, we know who to speak about and who for them to call upon. The name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one that saves you. It is Jesus who is your Savior. He is the Savior of the entire world. Today, we still see sin in this world. We even see sin in fellow church members, because yes, that sin still taints us in this world. But there is a day coming when Jesus will return to the earth from the throne on high, and on that day all sin will be stopped, and then you and I will be able to experience and rejoice for all eternity with those who have died in the faith and are there now before the throne of God. Amen. Yes, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Because God is the one who saves us. It is God who looks to save the entire world from sin through Jesus Christ. We have a problem with sin. We need to be saved. So who are we going to call upon? We're going to call upon the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of your understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we look to remember those who have died in the faith and who now rest from their labors with our Heavenly Father. I invite the congregation to please stand. Dear Heavenly Father, through your word, you have revealed to us that we are all saved through Jesus Christ, and that in his shed blood, all of our sins have been washed away, and you claim us as your holy, precious children, those that are called saints. We remember today those who have died in the faith, as well as those who have come to faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Allow us to join them in thanksgiving and praise for what the Lamb has done for us. We rejoice and remember the life that God has given in faith to David Athey, Kaylee Hammond, Sharon Kohlmeyer, Anna Mae Johnson, Ronald Niebauer, Joanne Peth, Jean Olson, Beth Lindgren, Dorothy Hanisch, Theodore Kronberger, Richard Sharp, and Bill Jeske. Heavenly Father, as these saints see you now face to face, we ask that you would continue to keep us firm in our faith until the day when we all are joined together and see you face to face and join the everlasting hymn of praise. We pray this, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We continue our petitions to our Heavenly Father. O Lord, faithful God, we commend ourselves and our bodies and souls and all things into your keeping. Deliver us in your righteousness from all that would harm the body or assault the soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, send your Spirit to the ministers of the church who bring the good news of Christ's death and resurrection, that they may work through the preaching of this gospel to gather the lost, kindle faith in those who do not yet believe, and sustain us all to the day of Christ's coming. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gentle Lord, visit the homes of your people, that they may be places where faith is nourished and where we learn to live our new lives in holiness and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, comfort us by your abiding presence and satisfy all who call on you in need, especially Rick, Shirley, Glenn, Wayne, Linda, Sue, Jane, Pam, Arlene, and Colleen. Grant them patience in the midst of suffering, and according to your will, release them from their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, be with your church and all her members who belong to you by baptism and faith. At the bidding of the Lamb, our shepherd, give us ears to hear your word and faith to receive him in this blessed sacrament. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant that we may be brought to everlasting life with the faithful who have gone before us and who now rest from their labors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, We give you thanks that you have washed us in the blood of the Lamb, written our names in the book of life, and made us a royal priesthood and heirs of an eternal inheritance. Though we are unworthy of your saving grace, we pray you to hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom, with whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours, Heavenly Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, our offerings are collected. Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. I shall raise him up on the last day. At this time, we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally, because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy upon us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By faith, the saints of old held fast to your promise of things hoped for, though not yet seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us who walk now by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink this holy supper of your Son's body and blood, and in the union of his mystical body, the church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, Elijah, and all the faithful prophets, the blessed apostles and evangelists, the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory who fought the good fight of faith before us. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
The true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ bless and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.